Greetings, listeners. This is Ralph Edwards, a.k.a. Warren, from the Concrete Gang and Creatures of the Industry podcast. I feel privileged to introduce the Concrete Gang 50th Anniversary Archive, because this is the 50th anniversary of the Concrete Gang on Community Radio 3CR, since 3CR first went to air in 1976. Special thanks to our loyal listeners who have recorded them on their cassette tape recorders as they listened on a Sunday morning, and saved them for everyone to enjoy again. So enjoy the listen, and thanks to all those who presented the program and all those who helped get it to air. You will find it on www.3cr.org.au/Concrete Gang 50 Years, all one word. Dare to struggle, dare to win.
New buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed.
Good evening. It's the Concrete Gang once again, the Builders Labourers Program on the People's Radio 3CR. Tonight we're going to go into the recent attack on the wharfies. We're going to give you the latest rundown on our campaign. We're going to speak a little bit on 3ZZZ, which concerns many of our union members because they're not English speaking. There's a large number of migrants in our union. And we're going to touch on a few other interesting topics that are of interest to the working class of Australia in general. Before we go on, we'd like to apologise for the program being played early last week, but it was a mistake, and we all make mistakes, and none of us are professionals on the station. We're going to start off the program with a song that we're going to like to dedicate to the coppers who were down on the wharf yesterday, putting in the boot and doing such things that Mr. Dickey reckons is all right, as long as you're wearing a blue uniform. It's Woody Guthrie singing Vigilante Man.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land. Well, what is a vigilante man? Tell me, what is a vigilante man? Has he got a gun and a club in his hand? Is that a vigilante man? Rainy night down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and he chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days, we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Thank you. vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled round from town to town. I rambled round from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle was that, the vigilante men. Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Good evening, listeners. Just listening to that song, I thought it was a very good song myself, and very relevant to what's going on at the time. Last Saturday night, there was a brutal attack on a lot of people, friends of the earth, and a lot of people down there, including a member of the Waterside Workers Federation, Teddy Bull, down at the ship there, and Harry Bouquet were badly bashed and kicked by generous fellows, the Victoria Police Force. And I'd just like to say a bit about this. Us builders labourers stand in solidarity with our brother union, the Waterside Workers, and we will resist this fascist attack to the last. Right now, we've got a few of us builders, labourers here in the studio, and we would like a few of their comments on this, because I know myself, I'm personally very angry about this, because I'd like to send a cheer out of Jack the Hat. And listen, Jack, from the builders, labourers to the wharfies, we're both on the wireless now, son, so that's grouse. But I'd like you to know, mate, that we're right behind you, and I'd like a few comments from me fellow labourers here in support of the Waterside Workers Federation in their struggle.
Oh, well, I was watching the news tonight on the television, and they interviewed Vance Dickey, and he said that they asked him the question whether it was okay to grab women by the hair and kid, and he said, well, that's, of course, being a politician, he avoided the question a little bit. But he says, that's okay. He says, you get what you deserve kind of stuff. I just kind of wonder, if it had been his wife or his sister and his kid, he would have felt about it. But of course, he's not copped it yet, but he may one day. And something else I'd also just like to say to those kind of people, that you don't own the world. This is our world as much as it's yours. In fact, the working class far outnumber the ruling class, and that our children's children's children would like to live in this world as well. Until you can solve the question of radioactive waste and what to do with it and how you can handle it for 100,000 years, I reckon you just leave uranium where it is and you just tell your coppers to keep their boots on the ground.
Thanks very much, mate. I'd like another word from a good mate of mine over here, Joey the Ferret.
If uranium is mined and exported at the rate it is and the rate it will be, you could not only kiss your kids goodbye, but you may as well kiss the next ten generations goodbye, because as far as I'm concerned, that uranium could be stuck right up Malcolm Fraser's mouth.
Well, I think the Waterside has they've done a terrific job down there, and the boys that were demonstrating, and I believe there's also a motion being moved at the meeting they had the other day, that there's a black ban put on any elephants for delivery to the Victorian Police Force. Anyway, the next song we're going to play here is We Shall Not Be Moved, and I believe this is the song that they were singing when the police were trampling over them with horses.
We shall not be moved. The union is the not be moved.
The Union is behind us.
We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water. We shall not be moved.
Together,
we shall not be moved.
We will stand and fight together.
We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree.
Black and white together,
we shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water.
That was the Pete Seeger and the Pete Urbanek Singers. We Shall Not Be Moved. This is 3CR 840 on your dial, a Concrete Gang.
Good on you, Mick. Well, the latest thing we've got on the log of claims, haven't had a chance to get around many of the jobs and see many of the organisers, but we had one contribution from the Hanson and Youngkin job at the Dunlop factory at Montague. And there, our members have decided to take the day off in support of our log of claims for the extra $30 and the afternoon smoko, etc. Anyway, up in New South Wales, it's still going strong, and we've got a leaflet, and in their stop press, it's got, in Melbourne, the 28th of June, 1977, Commissioner Brack turned down one BLF application for the flow-on of the 1.9 indexation. This action was endorsed by the National MBA. Glover of the New South Wales Master Builders Association was most vocal that the BLF application not be granted. Yet it was the New South Wales Master Builders Association that put out leaflets to our membership that if this union applied, they would most certainly flow the award on. Well, builders' labourers, so much for the lies of the builders and their agent Glover. In reality, this action by Brack and the MBA is a new form of penal powers. For in essence, this union and its membership are now being fined by Fraser's industrial courts through the back door. It now means that any union that has the guts to stand up to Fraser's wage freeze, wage indexation, will not receive any flow-on. And in the case of the BLF, with a membership of 30,000, would mean, in hard facts, a fine by the industrial courts of $100,000 on this union and its membership. Not only on this union, but all unions must now stand up and be counted. The slogan for all building workers in this campaign, most harm to the boss with least harm to ourselves.
Well, it just shows you what's going on. It's been this whole campaign in the arbitration court's been called catch 22 by certain people. You can't win anyway, and that seems very true. You know, I've got a little article here out of the Age, Thursday, the 30th of June, which it concerns people who don't need any wage rises. All the people that avoid taxes and have all these fiddles going. It's quite interesting. The tax avoidance business was one of the nation's fastest growing industries, the Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Anthony, said yesterday. He said thousands of the country's best brains had been creamed off into the tax avoidance business. Last night, the Treasurer, Mr. Lynch, said he would close a new tax avoidance loophole in the budget session of Parliament. He said the tax law would be amended, backdated from today, to prevent private companies becoming technical public companies purely for tax purposes. Well, there you go. That's just a little insight. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Here we are just going to, for a couple of quid, to just keep us level with the inflation that's been going on, and yet people, not so many of them, but taking the cream right off the cake and getting thousands and thousands of dollars. Yet we're made to look like criminals because we want 30 bucks, because we want to give our families a decent life. Well, if that's been a criminal, I don't know.
If the bill is Labor's, we're not to receive the 1.9% wage increase, Sir John Moore and the full bench of the Arbitration Commission would have said that everybody is entitled to the 1.9 except the builders' labourers. So as far as we're concerned, that and we should call Bob Holt into it to settle the dispute, because he usually sticks his head into everything.
Well, I reckon the whole thing's a fraud myself.
Well, he certainly wouldn't. We'd be settling it. He wouldn't be winning it. I reckon his score on winning and settling is pretty bad. I think he's won one yet, has he?
No, he's very good at settling there, Willie. He's same as the tanker drivers there. They're out for a week or so, a bit more, and they're all going along nicely, and Bob Hawke come along and says, I'm your saviour, I'll save you. And he goes there talking, they end up getting about $1.20 and lose about 8 days for rubbish.
The same as the air control, traffic control. They got Bob Hawke to negotiate it for them one day. They lost everything they were entitled to.
But that's Bob Hawke's go warm in a seat for Parliament, isn't it?
I don't know if you've seen the latest joke that's been going around the building sites. It's posted up on most smoke or sheds and toilets. I think the toilet's the correct place for it. But it's in the form of a full-page ad that's in the Sun, Tuesday the 28th, 1977. And I think that anyone that can afford to print an ad like that can certainly afford a $30 wage rise for us. And it's got a big picture on the front. There's I think he's supposed to be a scaffolder. He's standing in front of a scaffold, but he looks a lot more like a model than a worker to me. He's very clean looking for a worker. And anyway, the ad states, if that $30 a week pay rise comes in, it won't be the union official's job that disappears, but it could be yours. Face the facts. The building industry is in a bad way. As current building projects are finishing, new projects are not being started. The reason is simple. The cost of building has become too high. Large wage increases have had the effect of strangling the industry and throwing thousands of building workers out of jobs. 52,000 since June 1975. They don't say anything about Fraser's cutbacks in the hospital and schools and universities that's thrown us out of the jobs. Anyway, it goes on to say, regardless of what the union says, building workers today are not badly off. Building industry wages this year are still $25 a week ahead of the cost of living. Unemployment in the building industry is up 22% so far this year. Another $30 wage increase now will almost certainly throw thousands more out of work. Don't kill the industry that provides your living. Tell your union representative you want your wage claim to be put to the Arbitration Commission. In this way, your wage claim will get a fair hearing and you won't be throwing yourself out of a job. Authorised by building employers in the interests of the industry. In the interests of themselves, more like.
And profits.
Well, you know, that really has given us the pointer. We're just not faithful wage slaves, you know. We won't take commands. We've actually got heads on our shoulders. You know, what I think they should design a whole new human being, the NBA. And they should have all the workers, shouldn't have any heads. Just give a head to the boss, and the boss can do the thinking for us, and we won't have any problems at all.
That's the way they're trying to get it now, Willie. But I think the people in general are starting to rebuck this and let them know they're Australians and they're willing to fight for a free country and work for a proper wage.
Well, this ad, it's got a graph on it as well, 1974, 1975, 1976, 1977. And it's got a black block for building wages, and it's got lines for the prices. And according to this graph, the wages are going up a lot faster than the prices, but the graph is actually back to front because, as we all know, with the wage indexation that's been in for a couple of years now, I'm not sure how long, but
too long.
We all know that we are actually 6 months behind with the wage indexation. So, therefore, we couldn't be in front of the prices, we're definitely behind. And this $30 a week rise we're going for is not an actual rise, but it's just to stop our drop in real wages. If we get the $30, it'll just put us back on a par with what we were a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, it comes back to the old story, you know. We're just trying to level off again, like you're saying there, Mario. And something else that really hits you right full in the face is the fact that, again, the old story, why the hell haven't they tried to put a control on people's profits? But of course, that doesn't count. And something else that struck me about that ad is it takes the workers as if we're absolute idiots. Well, they can try and fool around with graphs and everything like that. You may have to be pretty smart. But you don't need graphs. You just got to go in the supermarket. You just got to go and buy a pair of shoes. You just got to see how much you got left in your wallet at the end of the week if you've got a family. You've got very little left. So I'll tell the NBA, I'm very sorry, but that just doesn't fool us. And we, you know, it doesn't fool anybody. Sorry about that.
Another good point there, Mario, is you mentioned before in a graph that prices in the building industry had risen by 22% this year already. So I wonder where all the cream of that's been going, because we've had no rises, or rises which you could talk about.
And this is the master builder's figure, so who are we to argue? Anyway, I think on the economy we'll finish off. We've got a good song that will go right along with it. And it's called,
what's it called?
It's called The Economy by Red Gum.
Bye.
Well, that was Red Gum and the Economy Song. Good Australian music, the talents in this country. You're tuning to 3CR, the Builders Labourers Program, the Concrete Gang. 3CR has just celebrated its birthday recently. It's a year old and it's got 2,000 listener sponsors, but it's in need of many, many more. Because this isn't the master's voice, this is the people's voice, and the money has to come from the people. Also, I think it's July the 4th, as we're recording this program now, and it's also the birthday of the United States of America. We'd like to send our good wishes to the working class people of America and hope that they continue in their struggle to run their own affairs.
It's ironic, though, Willie, that the regime here is getting us to support the American independence, and they're putting their heavy foot on our struggles for independence.
Well, anyway, to go back what we were on about earlier on, the master builders, I think it might be true that they are in dire straits and poverty-stricken, because I was on quite a large job today, and I went in the toilet, and no toilet paper, so I looked around, and all I could find was a newspaper. And being a bit tight-fisted, I read it first, and there's a paper I've never come across before. It's a right rag. It's called the Sunday Observer. And I come across one section here that might be a bit of interest to some of us, and the lowest standard of journalism I've ever seen in my life. And this is just what the editorial says. And the headlines are, Red Radio Bites the Dust. One down, one to go. That's the score in Melbourne's rubbish radio stakes. At last, 3ZZ has been given the flick. Now it's time to move in on 3CR and get that tucked securely away in the Never Again file. 3ZZ proved itself not to be the voice of the minority, but more the voice of the communist minority in this country. It rated only 1.1 in the latest listening survey throughout Melbourne, and on that score alone deserved to be done away with. But the biggest threat was the foreign language left-wing broadcasts panned out every day from those government-sponsored studios. Now the pseudo-academic amateurs on 3CR must also disappear. The broadcasts, apart from knocking everything the society holds dear, are nothing but playtime drivel by smarty pants, long hairs who think they know the lot. They may also be surprised to know that their extreme left-wing policies on broadcasting has been noticed by this newspaper. We support the concept of a voice for the minority, but not when this facility is used to push a line alien to all our chosen democratic standards. I think they mean the democratic standards of the Observer.
Well, that's about the, as you talk about democracy, that just shows you how good their democracy is. They don't believe in free speech. That's very, very obvious, patently obvious.
Well, journalists in the past have always complained about the right to free speech and the freedom to say what they want, and now they come out with garbage like this. It's just unreal.
But I'm not quite sure it's garbage, really, because that's the sort of honesty that we're trying to strip away from, you know, from the rubbish media. He's just said what we've been saying that the government wants to do to things like 3ZZ and 3CR for ages, but which they've been denying. That's the velvet gloves been taken right off. They really want to crack down on anything that opposes that opposes the rule of the multinationals in this country. That's just about what it comes down to.
Also, I'd like to say is that I wouldn't bother reading any more of that article because I know my dog can use the piece of paper it's written on tonight to let his emotions run wild on it.
Well, I had to use it on the toilet because, as I said, the master builders never supplied any toilet paper. But to any other builder's labourer that's in the same situation, I'd suggest he doesn't do it because the ink comes off the paper and you'll be going home with either a big nude printed on your backside or the Sunday Observer, and I don't know what your wife will think about that.
Yeah, well, that's a bad point as well, but what I would like to thank them very much for calling us academics, because I've never considered myself an academic before. I don't know about the rest of you.
Well, Willie, it just goes to show that swinging a pick takes a bit of intelligence.
Yeah.
What I'd like to say to these people anyway is to get them up to 3CR and to get them to become listener sponsors and to join in on this radio program, especially the likes of Mal Fraser, you know. This station, it gives people a chance who've never had the chance to go on air. It gives them the chance to do that. Malcolm Fraser's had plenty of time on air, but there's other jobs around the studio that he can get a chance to do that he's never had a chance to do before, like the toilets need cleaning, the floor needs sweeping. There's quite a few jobs he could do.
Well, that wraps it up from the Concrete Gang for tonight. We'd just like to say goodbye, take it easy, and we'd like to go out with Gary Shewson and the Sydney Town song. And by the way, this is the academic saying goodnight, as that leader said. Good night.
Oh, great granddaddy walked along the street with a ball and chain around his feet, and that's the way they'd like to see me walk, just to give the tops a chance to talk. Yeah, and the more they try to keep me down, the better I live in Sydney Town. The more they try to keep me down, the better I live in Sydney Town. Oh, the beer's gone up in the public bar and I can't afford a motor car, but I keep six bottles in the fridge and I pay no toll on the Harbour Bridge. Yeah, and the more they try to keep me down, the better I live in Sydney Town. The more they try to keep me down, the better I live in Sydney Town. Oh, there's rubbish on the TV screens, too many nines on the poker machine. So for entertainment I go for Australian songs, the Troubadour and the Chevron Hilton. Yeah, and the more they try to keep me down, the better I live in Sydney Town. The more they try to keep me down, the better I live in Sydney Town. Oh, if you want to see one hell of a fuss, take a peek out ride in a government bus. Well, it doesn't matter if you're sick or dying, you mustn't get off before the sit-down sign. Yeah, and the more they try to keep me down, the better I live in Sydney Town. The more they try to keep me down, the better I live.
Thank you for listening to the Concrete Gang 50-year anniversary archive. All those episodes where we dared to struggle and we dared to win. And hopefully you've enjoyed it and come back and listen to some more. You will find it on www.3cr.org.au/Concrete Gang 50 Years. Thank you very much.